The United Kingdom of Israel lasted for 120 years through the reigns of Saul, David, and Solomon. Saul, the first king of Israel, reigned over a primitive nation. After 40 years, David, the shepherd boy, was elevated to the throne of Israel. And under David, Israel was a conquering kingdom. The borders of the kingdom were spread. The enemies of Israel were defeated. And then after David, Solomon, his son, came to the throne for a third 40-year period. Solomon was a builder. His father David had won the battles and brought peace and prosperity to Israel, and so Solomon became a builder. And he built many wonderful things in Jerusalem, the capital city, but most notably the temple and the temple area. Upon the death of Solomon, his son Rehoboam assumed the throne of Israel. In order to carry out his building projects, Solomon had taxed the people very heavily. So when his son Rehoboam came to the throne, the leaders of Israel came to the new king and asked him to lower their taxes. Rehoboam did a very wise thing. He called all the older men of Israel and asked their advice. Their advice was, listen to the people and lower their taxes. Then he did a very foolish thing. Rehoboam called the younger men of Israel, those who had a lot of zeal, but they didn't have a lot of experience or wisdom. And he asked their advice. And they said, we think you ought to raise the taxes of the people. And Rehoboam listened to the young men. And so he said to the leaders of Israel, my father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions. You just thought you had a great load to carry when Solomon was king, but that will not be compared to the load you will carry under my reign. As a result of that decision, the people rebelled against Rehoboam, and the nation of Israel divided into north and south, into Israel and Judah. About 10 of the tribes would, from that point on, be called Israel. And Israel called a